KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some light rain and showers around the listening area, and we've received a dusting of rain here so far in Atlantic, just enough to dampen the pavement. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with isolated showers mainly this morning and a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Rob Seibert says a memorial fund has been established for the family of a Shelby firefighter who died in the line of duty Sunday night. 41-year-old Mike Collins from Minden was struck and killed by a car while directing traffic at the scene of an accident just east of the Shelby exit on Interstate 80 eastbound at around 7 p.m. Sunday. No charges have been filed, but an investigation into the accident continues. Collins is survived by his longtime companion, Tanya Collins, and two daughters. Seibert says donations are being accepted at the Shelby County State Bank for the family of Michael Collins. Donations may be dropped off at the Shelby branch of the bank or mailed to Shelby County State Bank, Shelby Branch, Post Office Box 279, 425 East Street in Shelby, Iowa, 51570. That address is also on the same story on our webpage. A visitation for Mike Collins will be held from 4 until 8 p.m. Thursday at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs, where a funeral service will be held 11 a.m. Friday. News time is 8:01.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Elsewhere in area news, the open records case filed over the 2009 strip search of several girls at the Atlantic High School has reached the Iowa Court of Appeals. The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa, or ACLU, says the case will be argued this Thursday. The ACLU has been trying to find out what discipline, if any, was imposed on the two school officials involved. The ACLU lost its bid in district court but had appealed. In August of 2009, several girls were strip searched in a locker room at the school after a classmate reported the theft of $100 from her purse. No money was ever found. The district recently settled a lawsuit filed by the families of three of the girls. Police in Red Oak are investigating the theft of a large amount of copper piping from a business on West Bridge Street in Red Oak. The value of the copper was still being determined, and the theft was reported on Monday. If you have any information about that theft, you are asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500 or the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-432-1001. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning in Greenfield instead of their normal Wednesday session. During the 9 a.m. meeting at the courthouse, the board will hold a public hearing on the first reading of a redistricting precincting plan ordinance, followed by consideration of the second and third readings, and a resolution to approve the ordinance, the signing of the ordinance, and certification of the county reprecincting worksheet and precinct population. The Adair County Supervisors will also hold a public hearing on the first reading of a local option sales tax ordinance, as well as the consideration of the second and third readings, a resolution approving the ordinance, and signing of the same. Other business includes discussion with regard to the replacement of concrete, the reading of a proclamation and dedication of a 1934 U.S. Constitution lithograph purchased from Gary Stephenson of Fort Dodge and professionally framed, and county ordinances to prepare for a readopting ordinance. The session will conclude at noon with lunch and an inspection tour of the Three Mile Lake structures. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors on Monday continued discussion with regard to the skateboard park and whether or not it should be moved to another more centrally located area. Councilman Kern Miller had explored the possibility of moving the park to a lot located across the street from Iowa Western Community College because it was thought the concrete pad for the half pipe at the Sunnyside Park might have originally been intended for use as a Parks and Rec Department maintenance shed. Mayor Dave Jones says that was never the case.
Comments were probably made by people at the Seabright Park don't work and make a great maintenance shed. The intent of that pad was not for Skateboard Park, was not intended to be a pad for a maintenance building for the Parks Department.
Okay.
Now, someone might make some comments out there, and all of a sudden, and now it's gospel, but that pad was poured for a Skateboard Park. And after we took it off the tennis courts, we had to put it on someplace that was level, and that's why it was poured. It was poured for a Skateboard Park, so I'm imagining it probably is 6 inches thick. Yeah, that one piece of equipment is pretty heavy.
Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said the pad would require extensive modifications in order to build a shed at that location. He added that there are other options when it comes to building a new maintenance shed, including a location further off to the south of the skate park.
To the south is more towards the schoolhouse, not clear up in the clear area, but in that grove of trees there. You could either put a metal building in that area, and then when you pour the pad, you've got the utilities, you got all the services that are necessary, and just do it from scratch. Leave the skate park there where it currently exists and refurbish everything, and then not buy any new land or anything else.
The Park and Rec Board members agree that the proposed location for a new skate park is too small, too close to a local church, and that Iowa Western Community College Center Director Ann Pross was not willing to say either way whether they'd want it located on the lot across the street. Herring said the half pipe, which was damaged when it was moved to its current location and is currently unusable, can be repaired, resurfaced, and sealed and left where it is for about $2,500.
I think you're probably talking to do it and do it right, you're probably talking to refurbish it around $2,500. That's in closing the ends, that's resurfacing it and trying to weatherize it to keep moisture out from coming in from underneath it.
He says the location they have is adequate, and if they get some pieces added to the pipe once it's repaired, that will make it more user-friendly, including rails. Herring said the people that use the park are willing to step forward to get the funds necessary to make that happen.
And they've talked about fundraising, those kinds of things. Again, I just need to get them coordinated and get them going.
Herring said the people who use the skate park vary in age from their early teens to their mid-30s, and he says they deserve a place to skateboard other than on people's driveways and city sidewalks. And he credited Councilman Miller for his efforts to make sure there is a place for the skateboarders to enjoy their sport. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Roger Herring said a public open house event will be held this Thursday evening for the newly resurfaced Shilberg Quarry Recreation Area Trail around Lake No. 1. Herring said the trail is done with the exception of seating, which has been delayed because of recent rains.
We are going to have kind of a ribbon cutting both at 10 o'clock in the morning with the ambassadors are visiting from the chamber. And then that evening, probably from 5:30 to about 7, we're going to have an open house to the public and have a ribbon cutting.
The trail, he says, has seen a lot of use, but hopes are that the event planned for Thursday will make more people aware of what's available at the recreation area and the work that has been done to make it more user-friendly. The Parks Board is also looking at placing bag dispensers at the entrance to the park so persons who walk their dogs can dispose of their animals' droppings. There may also be signs urging people to be considerate of others by picking up those droppings. Herring said another idea is to include signs showing a map of the trails and the distance for each trail so that people can keep track of their walking mileage.
What I think we're going to do is actually have a map of the trails and have them color-coded, and that red going around Lake No. 3, it's 1.1 miles. Around blue, which is Lake No. 1 trail, the new trail, is 0.4. Then you tie into the horseshoe, and we'll have all those marked with distances, and they can choose to go whatever direction, and they can figure out their own distances based on the color-coded map posted at each starting point from each parking lot, one on each end.
Elsewhere in the news, two people were arrested in Atlantic recently. According to Atlantic Police, 24-year-old Randy Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. And on Monday, 20-year-old Samantha Worley of Atlantic was arrested on a shoplifting charge, or theft in the fourth degree, if you will, and first offense OWI. Fredrickson and Worley were booked into the Cass County Jail.